Hey guys, have you heard of Goldbelly? It's this amazing site where they ship the most iconic, famous foods from restaurants across the country, anywhere, nationwide. I've never found a more perfect gift than food. Goldbelly ships Chicago deep dish pizza, New York bagels, Maine lobster rolls, and even Ina Garten's famous cakes. So, if you're looking for a gift for the food lover in your life, head to goldbelly.com and get 20% off your first order with promo code GIFT. That's goldbelly.com, promo code GIFT.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with my colleague Bill Raggio. He keeps the Long War Journal. He's a senior fellow for the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies. Two Afghanistan items, Bill. One, in which the new Secretary of State, Mr. Rubio, makes it very clear that the hostage taking by Afghanistan will not be tolerated and that there will be a consequence, a cost. The other is the ICC, which is disallowed by the U.S. and other of our allies, has now declared two parts of the Afghanistan Taliban government to be war criminals, a justice and a leader in the government. What is Afghanistan to the world these days? What is the Taliban? Is it acting in some organized fashion similar to the what you'd have to say ISIS Monkey in Damascus? Is it a non-transparent group that nobody has good information about? What is Mr. Rubio addressing? What is the ICC addressing?
Yeah, John, that's a great question. The ICC, I'll address that first. I think that there's, and a lot of analysts, I'm not breaking any ground here, a lot of analysts believe that the ICC, the International Criminal Court, filed applications for arrest warrants against the head of the Taliban and the Taliban chief justice for crimes against humanity because of criticism that has been leveled against them for the ICC's, in my estimation, just absurd position on Israel and issuing arrest warrants for Benjamin Netanyahu, the prime minister and such. So people think that they're trying to come back. And I'm completely in agreement with that. This is just a way to deflect from the ICC's hyper focus on Israel and supposed war crimes. Now, that being said, I agree with this, right? And I think I can't believe it's taken this long. The Taliban, in my estimation, is people are trying to make it look, well, maybe they're moderate. Maybe the Taliban is seeking international recognition. The Taliban has been very clear. It does what it wants. Its primary goal is to rule Afghanistan and impose its version of Sharia or Islamic law on the people of Afghanistan. That's what it does. That's what it's doing. And it's what it always will do. Nothing the international community, these arrest warrants, or if there's designations by the U.S. or the U.N. on the head of the Taliban and other Taliban leaders for being terrorists, that's not going to change the Taliban's behavior because it's a core principle. It's their belief. This is their ideology. It'd be like trying to convince the Pope that he's not Catholic. It's just not going to happen, John. People don't want to recognize this. They want to keep trying to play footsies with the Taliban. But it's a major mistake because we know exactly what the Taliban is. They show it to us who they are every day.
And we need to understand then, going forward, the Trump administration's policy towards the Taliban. It is not obvious. It was not talked about much, and we're paying attention to the Taliban only because it is a major part of the peace of the Middle East. It has the al-Qaeda camps there. And, Bill, we long talked about the al-Qaeda camps that are not denied by anyone in Washington, and the Biden administration chose to let it go. There was no talk of airstrikes or interdiction whatsoever, despite the fact that the al-Qaeda remains a transnational threat. I don't see any attention to those camps under the Trump administration. And so it's a week, but they've had months to prepare their domestic agenda, and they're doing very well rolling it out. I do not see any comment about those camps. Do you?
No, there hasn't been. And suspect the Trump administration very likely won't mention these camps unless moving forward, or I'm sorry, unless forced to do so moving forward. The Biden administration actually denied their presence. They refuted the United Nations sanctions monitoring team report on these camps. And they pretended that the Taliban defeated Al-Qaeda, which is a joke. Al-Qaeda's leader actually called for for people and the Muslims all across the world to join Afghanistan, to go to Afghanistan to be trained so they could fight Israel. I think the Trump administration is going to be reticent to do something publicly about Afghanistan because its deal with the Taliban that the Biden administration used for the withdrawal, it was a bad deal. And it's sort of going to point the blame back on them, which I find to be ironic, but, you know, here we are. So everyone seems to want to forget Afghanistan, both on the Republicans and Democrats, at least when it comes to, you know, administrations, because they all have a role in that failure that we all witnessed.
The Rubio, Secretary of State Rubio's remark about a bounty on the Taliban, if the I think there are two hostages, Americans, that are being held. Did this surprise you in any way, Bill?
What was interesting about Rubio's statement is he's saying that there may be more Americans being held hostage by the Taliban than the Biden administration had admitted to. And I've heard this from people, but, you know, look, no one wants to go on the record with this. We never got solid numbers, never got names, but it's been rumored that there's far more Americans in Taliban custody than has been previously disclosed. So that's why Rubio is saying, hey, maybe we do need to put bounties on the Taliban. So that could be, I guess you would say, a positive development in getting policy defined by the Trump administration.
The Trump administration has moved, I'm following Bill's report at Longwire Journal, to redesignate the Houthis as a foreign terrorist organization. And what does that mean, Bill? What can now happen that couldn't happen when the Biden people said it wasn't a terrorist organization?
Yeah, it's great. You know, John, you had mentioned that, you know, what is the policy for the U.S. in Afghanistan? And there really hasn't been much put out there, anything put out by the Trump administration. But this relisting of the Houthis was done within the first 3 days of the Trump administration. To me, is an indication that the Trump administration is not happy with Houthi attacks on Israel, but more importantly, with the Houthis interdicting shipping going through from the Gulf of Aden to the Red Sea through the Suez Canal. President Trump himself came out and said that this wasn't tolerable. So, you know, the fact that they're coming out and issuing, redesignating the Houthis, it's ironic, right? The first thing the Biden administration does, and it's in one of the first things it does when it took office in 2021, was to delist the Houthis, claiming that prevented the Houthis stopped international organizations to get aid into the Yemeni people. And what did the Houthis return the favor by attacking international shipping, by attacking Israel? And the Biden administration still refused to relist them as a foreign terrorist organization. The Trump administration comes in and immediately, you know, one of its first acts is to relist the Houthis. That, again, that to me is an indication, John, that there is actual policy and a position on the Houthis, what the Houthis are doing, and may hint to actions that could be taken, which in my estimation would be going after Houthi leadership, both political and military, and meaningfully targeting Houthi military weapon systems. The Biden administration just targeted things, weapon systems, and it was sporadic. If you want to really knock the Houthis out, you need a campaign. It will be interesting to see if this is something the Trump administration is willing to do.
Bill Raggio, Senior Fellow, Foundation for the Defense of Democracies. Old business that will be new business. There is no peace in the Middle East as long as Afghanistan's Taliban, Yemen's Houthis, and certainly Iraq's Kataib Hezbollah and his kindred are in the field. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Hey guys, have you heard of Goldbelly? It's this amazing site where they ship the most iconic, famous foods from restaurants across the country, anywhere, nationwide. I've never found a more perfect gift than food. Goldbelly ships Chicago deep dish pizza, New York bagels, Maine lobster rolls, and even Ina Garten's famous cakes. So, if you're looking for a gift for the food lover in your life, head to goldbelly.com and get 20% off your first order with promo code GIFT. That's goldbelly.com, promo code GIFT.